You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. It is Tuesday. Maybe it's in the morning, or 11:45 in the morning, heading out for lunch, or 8:45 in the evening, whatever time it is. I thank you for taking the time to tune in today to WGOD, because you want to hear a word from God, and you're going to hear a shocking word from God today, friend. You're going to hear what's going to happen, and you're going to hear today what is going to be the response of people at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we're going to end up on this sermon. Please listen to this sermon in its entirety. If you'd like a copy of it, write to me. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. I will mail it to you. I'll give you the link where you can download it on your computer, whatever it takes. But I want your friends and family to hear this. This is an important message. We're starting the book of Revelation now. This will run through the rest of this year as we're hearing the sermons, as I preach them Sunday morning at Island Community Church. We just started this series on Sunday. So this kind of is a prologue, and we're getting into the first seven verses. The shocking thing, though, is verse 7, when the Bible says, "Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him." And then what it says next, well, you're going to have to stay tuned. It's shocking to see the attitude and the response of people in the world when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. That's the name of this message, is He's Coming in the Clouds. This is part one now. Enjoy this message. This will play here today, Tuesday through Friday. Love to see you out at Island. If you like this book, if you're fascinated by it, and if you want to hear a verse-by-verse preaching of it, why don't you come by Island Community Church? More on that toward the end of the week. Here now is our intro and part one to this message, He's Coming in the Clouds. Starting a new book today. Boy, this is great. We got some people visiting for the first time in a while, and we're starting a new book today. Probably, well, one of my favorite books, but I say that every week, right? Oh, this is my favorite book. No, oh, this is my favorite book. I'm addicted to the Word. I can't help it. Okay. New book. Revelation, one of my favorite books, and from the comments I've heard from many of you, one of your favorites as well. My daughter as well, can't wait for the podcast each and every week. I want to say hi to her, Rachel in New Jersey, who's waiting for this afternoon's podcast. Speaking of her, I will be performing her wedding on the 16th of June, and I'll be driving, heading out of town here for 8 or 9 days, and taking some time off and going up there to spend some time doing that. I really look forward to that. So, okay, the book of Revelation. For the most part, a bad book to build your doctrine on. Except for the first three chapters, which will give us excellent doctrine, as you're going to find out today. And will enable us to see a side of the Lord that we don't normally see in the Gospels. The book of Revelation is the only apocalyptic book in the New Testament. It's the only prophetic book in the New Testament.
at least the only one received by the church as being genuine. The book of Enoch wasn't received by the church. The apocalypse of Peter, maybe, wasn't accepted by the church. This also was the last book to be recognized as being legit, was the book of Revelation. And since that is the case, it's the book with the fewest copies. Reason being, this book blew people's minds away. So people doubted its authenticity. And since that is the case, it's the book with the most transmission errors in it as well. At least in the King James Version. Now let me explain what I mean by that. The Bible is without error, but copies aren't without error. I, for instance, I'm a Bible translator. Many of you have my Bible, the EMTV. I've gone through 8 or 9 editions and corrections. Sometimes there's a comma missed. Sometimes a period is missing. The greatest mistake I ever made in my Bible was in my Old Testament when I was updating this unfortunate 3-letter word for donkey. If you know what that is, it's in the Bible, I can say it, right? Uses the word ass for donkey. So I changed, and I told my computer program to take every time, it was Microsoft Word, every time you see the word ass, to change it to donkey. But I forgot to tell my computer to look for whole words only. So anytime it saw ASS, it changed it to donkey. And right before I went to get it published, my Bible read like this. It came to Padonkey one day on the 3rd of April. Or else the Philistine said to Moses, "You cannot Padonkey through our land." Or God says to Moses, "On the 14th day of the month will be the Lord's Padonkey over." Padonkey over. You see, God never promised my Bible's without error. Okay, go on eBay when I get home. Don't look it up now. Look up the Wicked Bible on eBay. The Wicked Bible is the King James Version Bible of 1612. But Robert Barker, the king's printer, made a mistake in it. And he had in his Bible, "Thou shall commit adultery." Right? They sell for tens of thousands of dollars, and Robert Barker got thrown into the Tower of London for doing it. "Thou shall commit adultery." So when I tell you there's errors in what you read, don't flip out and all of a sudden become an atheist. God never promised my translation is without error, nor did he promise this King James Version is without error. It's the original spoken words by God that are without error. They're perfect, but they're lost. And this is where my Bible translation I really like. It's called the Majority Text. It's taken from a majority of every manuscript ever written. Because the odds are you can find the original autograph spoken by God when you look at a majority of every manuscript ever found. Makes sense, right? Okay, so let me move on here. You understand when I say the King James Version has errors, minor errors in it as we go along. Some people aren't going to accept that, but when Erasmus compiled his Greek text, Erasmus was a man, a Dutch man, in 1516. He compiled a Greek text that the King James translators used to make their Bible. Now, when he compiled his, there was one Greek manuscript of the book of Revelation for him to use. And in that, most of the last two chapters were missing. So we had to use the Latin and retranslate the Latin back into Greek. Okay. That's why you see so many, if you have a good Bible, that's why you'll see so many footnotes in the book of Revelation. encouraging you to look at another translation. My translation, which I'll use for a lot of this, it's 99, it's almost 100% the same as the King James and all 26 other New Testament books. But it's different in the book of Revelation. Because no one thought Revelation was legit because it blew people's minds. So no one copied it. That's why there's a problem with that. Since this is a book of prophecy, not many people want to study it either. Now, God knew it would be that way, which is why verse 3 promises us a blessing if you do study it. No other book in the Bible promises that except this one. Because if you get this book right, you'll be doing all right. Right? Revelation 1:7, if you get this right, you'll be doing all right. It says, behold, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him. You get that right, you're doing all right. Revelation 20, it says, we're all going to stand before, well, there, the great white throne judgment, where everyone's going to stand naked and open and bare on account to him, to whom we have to give ourselves and make an account for. You get that right, you'll be doing all right. When you understand you're going to stand before God at the end of the age, whether or not it's at the great white throne or whether or not it's at the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:10, either way, you got to stand before him at some time, no matter where it is. Get that right, you'll be doing all right. How about this one? Don't take the mark of the beast, because if you take it, you can't repent from it. If you take the mark of the beast, there's no repentance. Get that right, you're doing all right. And that's why, some of the reasons why he says, you're blessed if you read it. Because you better know this book and the things that are in it. Revelation, written by John the Apostle. Written from the island of Patmos. We'll find out shortly how he ended up there. When written, around 96 AD. Revelation is a symbolic book, but the symbols many times are not too difficult to interpret. For instance, I saw someone with two horns like a lamb, but spoke like a dragon. We can figure that out, right? Who's the lamb in the Bible? Right? Behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. All the way back to the scapegoat, back in the Old Testament. That points to Jesus too. Laid all of our iniquities upon him, the scapegoat. Or take the other goat that was slaughtered. Or the Passover lamb. All references of the lamb ultimately speak of Christ. But this one speaks like a dragon. Who's the dragon in the Bible? If you know the word, the symbols aren't that difficult to understand. When they are hard to understand, an angel, we read, the angel says, behold, I have come to give you understanding. Not that difficult to understand. Lastly, and then we're done. Revelation does not go in order.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.